listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the American Pharmacists Association's 2024 podcast coverage of the annual meeting and exposition held on March 22nd through 25th in Orlando, Florida. This year's theme, Unleashing the Power of Pharmacy, was designed to empower pharmacists to embrace your role as change agents and help revolutionize the profession. This is the APHA Podcast Power of Pharmacy post show in collaboration with the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Joining the APHA 2024 from the Netherlands, President of the International Pharmaceutical Federation, Paul Sinclair talks to Todd about the contrasts of pharmacy in different parts of the world. The 82nd FIP World Congress of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences is happening in Cape Town, South Africa, September 1st to the 4th, 2024. Learn more about this gathering of international leading pharmacists. You can register for this event and find out more information by visiting capetown2024.fip.org.
Paul Sinclair from the International Federation of Pharmacists, the FIP, is in the booth with me right now at the American Pharmacists Association 2024. Paul, this is a pleasure and a privilege. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Todd, and it's a real privilege on my part to be here at APHA 24. It's my first APHA conference.
Oh, welcome.
And I've looked forward to this for some time. I've had colleagues through FIP who are involved at very high levels within APHA. So it's nice to be here on their turf.
That's great. And
support this conference as they have with FIP over many years.
Let's do a quick compare and contrast. What stands out to you in the realm of pharmacy and our profession in the United States versus other parts of the country? And what do you think we're missing from a care perspective?
Well, I've just been to the opening ceremony, and there were some pretty inspirational speakers there, and a display of what pharmacy can do and is doing in the States. So, look, I'm not quite sure there's so much missing, but we have the same challenges in Australia and other parts of the world as you have here. It's around the remuneration piece, being valued for what pharmacists do every day within their workplace, adding value and delivering pharmaceutical care and being recognised for that at an appropriate remunerated rate, which is commensurate with the care that we give. That's the challenge. We do that as part of our daily practice. But there is opportunity for pharmacists to do so much more and to leverage the accessibility that we have, particularly in community pharmacy, in all our communities, they're where we serve patients every day. And that opportunity is for payers, whether they be insurance companies or, as in Australia, it's the government, to leverage that accessibility to deliver far more value in terms of pharmaceutical care. Pharmacists are grossly underutilized in many marketplaces.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you're speaking the same language, because at the APHA, there is a transformation happening, and we're moving from dispensing, just the dispensing, which is taking, that's taking a back seat. That's technology is taking care of dispensing. Now it's the clinical dig in to a condition, into a disease state, into treatment to really help people not only control what they're going through, but recover and get out of the situation by digging into medication management.
Correct. And that discipline that has been so good and supported us for so long, dispensing, will certainly not sustain us into the future.
I want to give a shout out to Robert Starr from Australia. He is a technologist, and he's worked in multiple places of Australia. But he and I have our fellow podcasters.
Okay.
And if he's listening, as a matter of fact, I'm going to send it to him and just give him a shout out. But another one is Anisha Patel from Pharmacist Diary. She's on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I am very interested in learning more from the FIP of what's happening in different places of the world, and also supporting our coexistence of the pharmacy profession to learn better from each other. So we're hoping to make your annual event and in Cape Town this year. Can you talk to us about Cape Town and what's coming up in September?
Sure. In September, the first week of September, FIP will meet at the World Congress of Pharmacy in Cape Town, at the Cape Town Convention Centre. FIP convenes every 12 months, and it's a coming together of pharmacists and pharmacy in all its forms, whether that be pharmacy practice, whether that be pharmaceutical science or pharmacy education. And all of those disciplines come together and share experiences. We have fantastic presenters who will deliver presentations on topics of interest, on topics that are cutting edge at the moment. Everyone's talking about AI at the moment.
Yes.
That's clearly a focus for us in September, how we can harness the power of AI in our daily practice, the threats that that poses,
yep.
Because AI may well make a number of things that we do far more efficient, and to some degree possibly make a number of things redundant. So it's a case of looking at the potential of AI and how we can harness that and how we can use that to deliver better, stronger and more efficient pharmaceutical care.
Paul, it has been an absolute pleasure to feature you on the APHA's post show here in Orlando, Florida for the American Pharmacists Association. I want to thank you for being part of the show, and we can't wait to work with you in Cape Town.
Indeed, I look forward to that. Thank you very much, Todd.
Thank you.
Our co-host, Dr. Candace Alushala, interviews This Week in Pharmacy correspondent, Dr. Marcy Strauss, who is president of the Maryland Pharmacists Association.
Welcome to APHA Podcast. Today, I am your guest host, Dr. Candace Alushala, and I am talking with Marcy, who is part of the Maryland Pharmacists Association. And today she wants to talk to us about networking, the power of networking, especially at events like APHA for pharmacists and students alike. So welcome to our show, Marcy.
Thank you so much for having me, and excited to be here. APHA is always one of my favorite pharmacy events to go to. For our listeners who may not be as familiar with me, I currently serve as the president of the Maryland Pharmacists Association and been involved with my state association for many years, but also a proud APHA member. I think this is my 8th meeting in a row now.
So wow.
Always one of my favorite events, and I think for the big reason is it's such a great opportunity to connect with friends and colleagues from around the country and get to see people sometimes that I haven't seen in years. And there's so much, I think, that can be said for those in-person connections.
I love that. And actually, I want to hear from you your perspective of the differences in the power of networking from the pharmacist's perspective, but also from the student's perspective, because I feel like it's just a little different on how that can be approached and why it's important from both sides mm-hmm. to be able to network well at events like this. Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes we think about networking, it can often seem a little intimidating, and whether you're a student pharmacist or a pharmacist or whatever your role is in, and especially sometimes at these bigger meetings, there's so many people and it's trying to think about, okay, where do I start? And I always like to have a goal in mind for these big events, and especially for and my fellow introvert listeners, where networking and maybe putting yourself out there doesn't come quite as naturally. So then say, okay, set a goal for yourself. Okay, I want to meet 3 new people at this event, or let's say at the exhibit hall or at this reception tonight, and just introduce myself and learn a little bit more about someone, because you never know what those connections can turn into. I mean, building just relationships with new colleagues and friendships, and I think just having that small achievable goal of just meeting new people and establishing those relationships, you never know what it can turn into. You know, for me, it's turned into lifelong friendships and even, you know, job opportunities or volunteer opportunities. That's really changed the trajectory sometimes of my career. So I think for students too, and especially if you're, you know, early in your pharmacy school career, you know, seize all of those opportunities, you know, go to the different receptions and just walk around the exhibit hall, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Sometimes it can be helpful just to maybe do a little work ahead of time, just find out some interesting tidbits just about your colleagues, and you can use that as a great way to just have an opener with someone and introduce yourself and figure out, okay, we have this in common, or, oh, we both work in independent pharmacy, or, you know, we both are really passionate about MTM, so let's talk about that, and that can lead to to so many different things, and had a chance to run into a lot of students too, some of the fellow Marylanders too, around the event, but even just connecting with students from other schools. So as you know, they say like hindsight is 20/20. I wish I would have gone to more events when I was a pharmacy student. But I think even as pharmacists, you know, for me, I graduated now, it's about 12 years ago, but I think no matter where we are in our career, you know, always want to be creating those opportunities and just meeting new people and putting ourselves out there, and because you never know what it may lead to.
I love that. I actually have a wrap-up question for you. What is your advice for students who want to connect with maybe pharmacists or even some of these companies, as well as your advice for pharmacists and companies to actually connect with students? Because I think that the crossover from, you know, student to who's, you know, they're already licensed and they might get scared. But then from the flip side, looking for possibly potential connections for future hires, mm-hmm. and things like that. Like, what is your advice to make that connection not feel so power dominating, and who can talk to who, and the purpose of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. We think about kind of how to bridge that gap between student and pharmacist, because I remember being on the other side, and it can feel intimidating just to go up to someone, or especially someone like you've heard their name and you've seen them around. It's like, oh wow, I can't believe that's them. And how do we get started? I think sometimes it's just kind of overcoming that fear and just say, okay, like, I'm going to do it. And actually, that kind of reminds me of the opening general session last night. The guest speaker, Ryan Leake, he was talking about, you know, don't be afraid to fail. Just put yourself out there. Just do it. Because sometimes the greatest things are on the other side of fear. So I think kind of wearing it for our student pharmacist and kind of connecting with pharmacist members, even though it can feel kind of intimidating, I think just, you know, going up, just extend your hand and say, hey, you know, I've heard a lot about you and or a big fan of your work. It's just nice to meet you. And maybe it ends there, and it's still great. You've put a face with the name and established that connection, or maybe it leads to something else or a longer conversation or another opportunity. But I think just, you know, getting your foot in the door too. And I think for on the other side, for the pharmacist, you know, connecting with students, you know, going to those different events where it is kind of more student focused, like for example, like at MPHA, we have some student networking events. So, but I think for the pharmacist to go to that and just kind of introduce themselves to the students to say like, hey, this is who I am. Would love to connect with you guys if, you know, you just want to pick my brain or, you know, have involved in these different programs. So if you have questions or just curious and want to talk more. And so I know for me, that's led to, you know, building more relationships with the student pharmacists, especially in Maryland. So I think it comes down to just taking that leap and putting yourself out there. It can be kind of scary, but it can also lead to some really great opportunities.
I love that. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Marcy. That's actually very helpful advice, especially for us introverts, okay? So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope you got a lot of great gems. Keep up with what's going on in Maryland. If you want advice from her, I'm sure you can reach out to their association to find out more. But go out there. Don't be afraid to fail. And we hope to see you at another APHA event. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Dr. Lauren Simcoe, Regional Account Director of PerformRx, talks with Candace about active involvement in pharmacy. If you want the profession of pharmacy to improve, we must be involved. Lauren is a leader of change. Join the APHA today and get connected to pharmacists like Lauren.
Hello and welcome to APHA Podcast. Today, I am your host, Dr. Candace Olushola, and I am sitting with Dr. Lauren Simcoe. And today, we're actually going to talk about
active involvement in pharmacy beyond showing up for work every day.
That's right, guys. We got to not just clock in and clock out, but we need to do more than that. So thank you for being on our show today. And why don't you talk to us about why this is an important topic to you and why you think others need to know?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, Candace. It's a pleasure to be at APHA with you. I wanted to talk a little bit about involvement in pharmacy beyond showing up for work, because it's so important to our profession to advocate for pharmacists, for others in pharmacy, whether they be retail stores and all the employees that work there, whether they be hospital systems. Every single pharmacist out there needs that additional voice for our profession to continue to succeed. And by getting involved in local associations and state associations with APHA, it just amplifies our voice.
So how does that benefit what we do behind the counter as workers? Because I don't know about you, but sometimes you just want to go into work, clock in, do the thing, get through the day, make sure you do your little part in that window, advocate for whoever's there at that moment, and then you just want to go home and be with your family. So where does the energy come from, and what is it that draws people to actually be more active outside of the workplace?
I can relate to that feeling of just wanting to go home and do your own thing, right? We're busy. I'm a mom. I have a lot of things to do. I have pets, right? I got to take care of the house. I have a lot of things to do. But with that, when you finish the end of your day and you're feeling maybe exhausted or tired, you also feel that need to just drive the profession forward. Most pharmacists need another piece or another side of themselves, and being active doesn't just help the profession, it helps you personally. It helps you network, it helps you meet other individuals that are like-minded. Myself, I can be a little introverted, extroverted, you know, I can go either way. So sometimes it's nice to find other pharmacists that have likes similar to mine, or perhaps, again, networking. New students coming out of school may open up job opportunities for them that maybe they hadn't realized or had recognized before. Myself, I've made some wonderful friendships being involved in organizations. So it is advocating for the profession, of course, and that's what's going to enable us to continue to do more and show up in different settings. But it's also that personal side of a bit of fun, too.
How do you draw that out, though? Like, how do local pharmacists find, like, connect with their colleagues throughout their city, and even just to meet up and talk about those things? And then how do they take those meetups where they're connecting personally into organizations like their state associations? What is it that draws them to do that, and how does that actually benefit when they do go to their associations to say that they want to do more?
That's a great question. I think for me, you know, I'm just a few years out of school. We'll keep the number at just about 24. But with that, when I was starting to get involved, you had to physically show up, right? You had to physically go to meetings. You had to physically find a place to meet and join. And in today's world, there's so many ways of LinkedIn or other networking ways to meet other pharmacists. I know I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There's a Pittsburgh local group that meets up regularly. But there's also looking at, again, county associations. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it's Allegheny County Pharmacists Association. And then in our state of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania Pharmacists Association. I've been involved in both. And it doesn't mean that you have to dedicate your whole life to it, but attending some meetings or some meetups or some other networking events that they host locally, it's just a great way to get involved.
I love that, and I appreciate that for especially parents, and, you know, they have their families, they want to make sure that they can have their energy spread out well after working in the pharmacy, wanting to make sure their families get the best energy from them, but then also giving energy to the profession in a balanced way. So it's nice that people don't have to feel so strapped to everything and still be able to have a voice and do it as friends, as colleagues that want to see the profession move. So I actually appreciate that perspective, and I hope that you guys do too. I hope that you guys get a lot of information from this episode and go out there, make some friends, and go pour into your profession. Spread out your energy well. I know, get some rest after work, it's a lot. But also connect with other people, because that connection actually rejuvenates us and gives us an energy that we didn't realize we have once we connect with each other about what we want to do and see in the profession. So thank you again for talking with us today, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it, Candace.
From our great north neighbor, Canada, Dr. Aska Patel, the founder of AccuVice Consultancy Incorporated, talks to Candace about the profession of pharmacy in the greater Toronto area.
Hello, and welcome to the APHA podcast. I am your guest host, Dr. Candace Olushala, and I am actually here with the Canadian. Come on, Canada. So we have Dr. Aska Patel here from Canada at the American Pharmacists Association's meeting. So I'm so curious to talk with her. Dr. Patel, so nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here. I'm just excited that this is my first APHA conference.
Nice.
And I don't think I could have done it better where I get to podcast with you.
Come on. By the way, you are a fellow podcaster, so tell us about your show.
For sure. So I currently run a podcast called the Diverse Conversations Podcast. It really started off as a vision of bringing the pharmacy profession together in Canada. During the pandemic, we all knew what was happening, where the pressures on the profession were so much that everyone was facing burnout, and we are facing burnout today too. But how do we make sure that the grassroots knows where we are headed as a profession? Because that's something I feel like we are truly lacking. And it's not just in Canada now that over 5 years now that I have started the podcasting journey, and I realize that it's not only Canadians who don't know where they're going.
We all lost, okay? Let's just be clear.
It's the pharmacy profession in the world that doesn't know where we're going. And so that's what I'm here for at APHA, is to actually find out how can we cross-pollinate, how can we collaborate, and how can we make those connections where the both of us work together to take our profession further forward, because I really feel like there's power in unity, and that's what I'm here for. So uniting the profession, hopefully.
I love this. I like the collaborations across the border. I think we need to do this, especially since we're dealing with similar things. So can you kind of share your vision for that? What would that look like to you based on what's going on in Canada right now and what you know of what's going on in the U.S., mm-hmm. which is pretty, I feel like there's probably a lot of similarities there. So what do you think the collaborations would look like, and why do you think that's actually a powerful move for the profession of pharmacy?
Great question. very loaded. But I think the reason why I believe in this vision is because I really feel like until now, pharmacy has been kind of in the standalone space by itself. At least when I look at it from the Canadian landscape, we are a smaller profession up in Canada, just purely because of volume. We are not as big as the U.S. is. But we have always been inspired by the U.S. for all the right and sometimes the wrong reasons, too.
Sorry for our bad influence. Let me just put that in there real quick.
I wouldn't say it's bad, but in the sense that, we have stuff like PBMs. They are making their way up to the north now, too. And it has been very prevalent just in the last 6 months, if we were talking about it, where, we are seeing that the encroaching is becoming stronger and stronger. The autonomy is being lost by the healthcare providers. And really, that's what my vision is how do we give healthcare providers the autonomy to practice the way they were trained to practice? Because right now, businesses are dictating a lot of, what the healthcare providers are supposed to be doing. Patients are dictating a lot of what they want, but they're not getting. And it's the healthcare provider who's in the middle facing kind of the backlash from both the sides. And I truly feel that it's a very unfortunate position to be in as a healthcare provider. And that's the reason why we're seeing, people do not want to come into healthcare providers or become a healthcare provider. They don't want to. The recruitments are low. Same thing I'm hearing in the U.S. as well. Workplace conditions are not the greatest. And we have the same issue in Canada as well. Pharmacy professions are really thinking about pharmacy union up in Canada too. And I'm hearing that that's the same in the U.S. So listen, if we have so many similarities and if you're facing so many battles, I really feel like when you're together, your force and your voice is so much more stronger and you're able to achieve a lot more. And I really feel like that's where we need to collaborate more. And I'm hoping that, with our associations and organizations and our grassroots movements, if you're all able to join hands, share best practices, we can achieve a lot more.
I absolutely love this because it's nice that you know that there is another that is going through what you're going through, it is unfortunate that that's the bond. Like, is that you're going through something that's pretty tough.
Yes.
But because you understand, we can collaborate in a more powerful way because we have the, we have those connections, we have those, the understanding, we have the desire to see it become better, even in the burnout.
Yes.
There's a lot of us that are tired and still want more.
Exactly.
So to hear that Canada is like, us too, we get it, let's talk about this, I think that's actually really beautiful for the profession. How do you see the associations in Canada collaborating with the associations in America? Like, how do you even start those conversations?
That's a great point. I wouldn't say I have it figured it out completely, but I think the way it works is just think of it like, you know, how we used to go to camps during school.
Mm-hmm.
You just bring everyone together. Why can't we do that when, as we become adults and we become professionals? Why can't we all just come together and, you know, sit down and talk about what's working, what's not working, right? Like, what's stopping us from having these cross-border conversations? Or, you know, for example, I'm attending APHA here this year, and I welcome you to attend our pharmacy conferences in Canada, because I really feel like, you know, as you build that network, you realize that we actually have a lot more things in common than we are different. And I think it's when you bring people with the focus of trying to do something better, ideas will in itself, you know, kind of come about. You don't even need to create any special platforms or anything else. But I really think of it that way, and like, you know, how can we cross the bridges? And I really think that, you know, having more Canadians attend these kind of conferences here in the States, and the same, like, you know, encouraging the pharmacists in the States to attend conferences in Canada, and you'll really, I think the solutions will start to emerge by themselves.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea, that we should be a little bit more curious with what's going on across the border, and then just go.
Yes.
Just be a presence there. I mean, the fact that you can show up here and be like, I'm Canadian, everyone's like, what? What are you doing here, girl? So I think that's beautiful. I think that's something that would allow for more conversations about how we're connecting and what we can do with each other and for each other.
Yes.
In the profession. So, Dr. Patel, I really appreciate you coming all the way down here to come talk to us, and I hope you get a lot of sunshine while you're over here.
Oh, okay. I'm enjoying it because we have a snowfall about there right now. So.
Look at us. Look at us blessing Canada with some sunshine. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I hope that encourages you to go out there and meet pharmacists from other countries. We're going through a lot of the similar things, and it's nice to know that we have colleagues on the other side. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we will talk with you guys soon.
Here's an interview with our co-hosts, Candace Alushala and Todd Ury, on the state of pharmacy profession and pharmacist leadership.
This is it. We are here in Orlando. This is the APHA 2024 post show. I am here with my wing, what do we call you? Wing PharmD.
Wing PharmD. I'm
Dr.
here for it.
Candace Alushala. I like when you say Alushala more than I like to say Alushala. So say it.
Alushala.
Alushala. We are so excited to be here. Thank you, pharmacists. Thank you, technicians, for everything that you do. A shout out to the American Pharmacists Association for believing in audio publishing and social media power and giving us a platform to give you a platform who's listening right now, our pharmacist. This is an important time. Candace, there is a collective of energy that has come up that no one's stopping us. The associations are finally working together. The APHA reached out to the NCPA, the NACDS, the NASP in specialty. There's so many organizations that are coming. We just saw the FIP here, the International Federation of Pharmacists, that are coming here. And there's a reason for that. And that is pharmacist and pharmacy is shifting.
Yes. And I think it's really important for this to be happening, especially now. Since the pandemic, there was that sense that we almost felt like we were falling apart.
Yes.
So being, 4 years out now from the pandemic and seeing people get their grit back.
Yep.
You know, the grit is there. The desire to rise back up and do it together is so nice, because that's really what we've been wanting. It's what we've been searching for. So to be able to actually see it happening
is wonderful.
So Ryan Leake was the keynote speaker. He's talking about leadership, the importance of leadership. And he, when we did his interview, which you'll hear it later in the post show, he said, if you just ask people sincerely, look them in the eye and ask them, how are you doing? How do you feel? And giving that sense of care. That's how leadership starts. Talk to me in your own leadership, because you are not only a leader as a PharmD and a pharmacist, you also take a lot of care of your own community, and you also are involved in your church. You're involved in helping children and kids and teens. Talk to me about your pathway in leadership.
Yeah, leadership for me is something that I do no matter what sector of life I'm involved in. And it does start from the personal interactions with people. We often forget, especially in professional settings, that we are dealing with other humans that are going through human things. And we want to bring this, you know, the professional facade. You just do it because you're at the conference or you're in the workplace. It's like, no, we have real life things going on. So how are you? How is your heart?
Yes.
What is going on? And knowing that we care beyond the professional look, the aesthetic of everything, sometimes it's not aesthetically pleasing what's happening with us.
It's true.
So when leaders are first to say, how are you? And even, hey, by the way, I'm actually having a struggle time. Or like, I need to lean on you guys in this season. That type of leadership allows for more barriers to fall. People start to open up more. There's more vulnerability. And that draws us into each other.
Yes.
Like, we want to lean into each other, and we want to advocate for each other.
Correct.
It becomes personal.
And leadership, Candace, is not perfect. So if you're listening, you're driving in your car, you're stressed out, you have a sick child at home, your technicians aren't gelling with you, something's happening, your leadership does not have to be perfect. What it has to be is sincere.
That part. Yeah.
And I think that's it. So listen, you are all going to be blown away by this post show. We're so excited that you're listening. Please tag at Pharmacy Podcast and APHA in your post to help us repost and get this podcast in series out. Candace, we're so excited that you're a part of it. Once again, APHA 2024, empowering pharmacy and moving forward together. Together RX.
Together RX.
And now, here's University of Tennessee College of Pharmacy student, Sarah Crowell, talking with Candace about her aspirations in pharmacy.
Welcome to the APHA podcast. I am your host, Dr. Candace Olushola. And guys, I'm here with one of our future pharmacists in the profession, Sarah Crowell. Hey, girl.
Hey.
So, Sarah, what school do you represent? What year are you? And what brings you to APHA this year?
Yeah, so I'm a third-year student pharmacist from the University of Tennessee Health Science Center College of Pharmacy. And I just love APHA and everything about it. I feel like this has been my home for just kind of developing myself as a student pharmacist and a future pharmacist. I love that there's kind of a space for everything here. I feel like you can develop your passions here and find what you want to do in life and kind of help have APHA kind of fit your shtick, if you will.
I love this.
Yeah.
So what is it about pharmacy that even drew you to wanting to be in the profession?
Yeah, so I have type 1 diabetes, actually. I was diagnosed when I was 13, and as I was kind of learning about how medications have, you know, saved my life and keep me living, I wanted to learn more about how medications can help other people live and how we can help other people in that way. And I didn't initially know that pharmacy was the way I wanted to go about that, but after learning, you know, kind of what a pharmacist does and all the things a pharmacist can do and just seeing all the different routes you can take, I'm very happy with the choices that I've made so far.
I love that. And I think a lot of people take those personal stories and it drives them into professions like this, you know, to want to share what they personally know and put it into other people.
Yeah.
So from a student's perspective, I know you've seen a lot of stuff going on in the profession as you get closer to graduation. So what is it that for you, as you get closer to practicing as a licensed pharmacist,
that you want to see in the profession or what you would want to be involved in seeing the needle move forward in? What are those areas and what draws you to that?
Yeah, I think definitely just kind of pushing the envelope on what a pharmacist is capable of and what we're able to do. I mean, we spend so much time in the classroom and in training, honing in our skills, and I think just being able to show to other professions and to the public that we are an asset to the healthcare team and showing our value because it's there, you know. And I do think we're moving in the right direction, but, you know, there's always more work to do. So I think just kind of having us be in those spaces where we are valuable and we are valued for the things that we know and the things that we're capable of. That's kind of, I'm excited for the future, but I know that that's kind of our call as the future of pharmacy too, is to keep pushing that forward.
I love that. So last question, as a student right now, some students don't always feel like their voice is that powerful in the profession because first off, we're just trying to survive block exams. Okay. Let's start
Amen.
There. Okay. Right. So let's do that. I know that's it's a lot of work, but what is your encouragement to other students that feel like maybe their voice isn't needed at this time or doesn't hold weight until they have that degree and that license? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I would definitely say, first, every single voice is so important. I feel like being an APHA, I've learned that legislation starts from one voice, and it keeps going and keeps going. I think just being able to get involved, like I don't know anything about policy, but I know what I'm passionate about, and I know people that know more than I do, and I think just tailoring everybody's strengths is so important, and utilizing what everybody knows and, you know, kind of having that collaboration is what makes everything so special in our profession, and I think places like APHA are a good way, a good outlet to kind of grow in that sense.
Y'all, Sarah's about to be an awesome pharmacist. I hope y'all get her at some point because she's great. I love her energy. And guys, especially students that are listening to this episode, your voice really does matter because you are the future of pharmacy. You guys actually see things in ways that those that are practicing right up close to it every single day miss. They don't pick up on certain things. So your voice is actually necessary. Please speak up. Please be involved in your student organizations because they are chapters within the bigger organizations. We need to hear what's going on from your perspective. So hopefully that awareness that you gift us in the profession can drive the needle forward. So thank you, Sarah, for bringing that up and for encouraging the future pharmacists of America. And I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode and that you're encouraged by our future pharmacy leaders in the profession. Love you guys. Take care, and we'll talk soon. Bye.